almost welcomed it. In his mind, he thought of his study, high within the Paracelsus Tower in Kenotos. A cup of honeyed tea in his hand, soothing a sore throat or warming him before bed. There were books to read, so many books to read. Books written by the Vettier on plants and spirit life. There were obscure tomes by the Krithni on the proper construction of furnaces or the gemcraft that would trap a spirit and bind it to a bay for 10 years. Even more obscure, the writings of the Priachan on lurid trading or the gossip of kings and thrones in distant lands, of queens and killers and the diplomacy of poison. But his favourite works were the writings of 100 generations of Paracelsus, each more cryptic and awe-inspiring than the last. Another 25 years, and he would still not have read them all, but he desperately wanted to. It was that desperation, in the end, that kept him moving, preventing him from collapsing in gibbering fear and accepting his approaching death. Taurus of Kenotos, one of the wise ones of the city. A Paracelsus without peer. He wanted to laugh with bitterness. He had matched his mind against the best the island city had produced, and had never found anyone who could win an argument with him save the Archreich. And yet Taurus could say he had never lost an argument either. He had persuaded the Archreich to let him go. It was almost worth accepting death instead of admitting how wrong he had been to venture into the Scourge Lands, how foolish he had been, how unprepared he was to face the wicked beings permeating the maze of oak trees known as the Scourge Lands. There was blood on his hands, so much blood. They had trusted him, and he had failed them. A snap from the side alerted him to danger. Already he started to summon power to defend himself. The fear was so sudden that he nearly abandoned the words that would tame it. He realized with horror how close he had been to unleashing it untamed, an act that would have resulted in irrevocable madness. Had not the Paracelsus writings warned of it? Discipline, self-discipline, it was the only way to stay sane. Taurus swung his fist around and then saw her. It was Mirinda. The Druidect was alive?
Taurus! She gasped.
Her face was white, her robes soaked in blood. Dead leaves were tangled in her hair. Her left arm pressed against her side at an awkward angle, likely broken.
Mirinda! He said in amazement, stopping. Are you alone?
She nodded in exhaustion, her eyes fluttering.
Are you really Mirinda Druidect?
He demanded, studying her face. He could not trust anything right now, least of all his senses. The black ring on his finger burned with heat.
I am, she answered, and the ring throbbed. Who did you think I was? Your sister?
There was pain at the word. He clenched his teeth, trying to control it.
She died long ago, Mirinda, long ago. Do you know where you are?
Mirinda nodded, approaching. She doubled over in pain.
I am weak, Taurus, but I know how to escape. I know the way out, but they hunt me. They are coming again. I lack the strength.
Where is Abu Jaoud? Taurus asked. He would not have left your side unless... He choked, unable to say it. Abu Jaoud was a bhikkhu, the most talented bhikkhu in a generation, a natural with any weapon or with his hands and feet alone. Surely he would have survived the Scourge Lands. Taurus had assumed Mirinda would have fallen first.
Dead,
Mirinda said flatly.
I am tired, Taurus, so tired. Will you walk with me a ways?
I am hunted as well, Mirinda, he said, pained by her plea. If he slowed for her, they would both die. He had to live. He had to live to describe what they had found. Perhaps someday another Paracelsus would read the words and see something that he had not seen. The claw wounds would heal, though they were poisoned. He knew the cures for poisons. The guilt would possibly drive him mad, yet one of them had to survive. One had to warn the Archreich of the next plague that was coming.
I know, Taurus. I can help you if you help me. I know the way out. I can help you escape. But you must promise me. You must help me.
He wanted to laugh, his mind giddy with dread. A way out?
Where, Mirinda?
Taurus asked, listening for the sound of their pursuers. The howling had stopped.